Hello, I'm Buddy Bell, and I've come today to share with you about a ministry in the Bible that very few people have ever heard of.
Halo, nami Abdi Buddy Bell, dinten ieu abdi bade ngabagikeun ka saderek ngeunaan hiji pelayanan tina Alkitab sareng mung sakedek jalmi nu ngadanguna.
I've come to talk to you about those who help in the church.
Abdi bade nyarios ka saderek ngeunaan anu pelayanan di gereja.
I've come today to challenge you, to provoke you.
Abdi bade nangtang saderek kanggo ngagugahkeun sumanget saderek dina dinten ieu.
To help you find your place in the body of Christ.
Kanggo nulungan saderek supaya terang tempatna di mana dina salira Kristus.
To know that there's more to church than just coming in, holding the chairs down, smiling at your pastor and going home.
Supaya terang yen gereja tesanes mengukur calik gumujeng kan pandita teras mulih ka bumi.
If you open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
Buka Alkitab dina hiji Korinta pasal 12 ayat ka-27.
And while you're turning there, I want you to reach out and grab your neighbor's hand.
Sementara semuka Alkitab, koyong abdi saderek bari nyepengan panangan nu aya di kedengen.
Shake it.
Sasalaman.
Let them know you're alive today.
Beres terang saderek hirup dinten ieu.
I don't know about you, but there's been times I've grabbed people's hand, and when I grabbed it, I thought, they're dead.
Abdi terkenal saderek, namun waktu abdi salaman, cek pikir ranjen parantos pupus.
You ever grab somebody's hand in church like that?
Ente saderek salaman di gereja anu sapertos kitu.
God wants us to be alive.
Gusti hayang urang hirup.
He wants us to be a living sacrifice.
Ajana hayang urang janten hiji persembahan nu hirup.
Can I have one amen?
Yes, amin.
Now, if you've never said amen in a service,
nyarios amin dina hiji kabaktian.
Out loud while the preacher is preaching.
Nyarios na tarik waktos pangkotbah nu cukotbah.
You can do it today. I loose you in Jesus' name. We're going to have a good time. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good as a medicine. Do you know somebody needs some medicine? Look at your neighbor and say, I know who you're talking about, Brother Bell. Now, did you let go of your neighbor's hand? Grab it again. And we're going to pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all those around the world that are listening to this teaching. That they're going to be stirred in their hearts to be the army that you call them to be. Thank you for preparing their hearts. Thank you for preparing their minds. Now, Father, I thank you on my behalf. For clarity of speech. And for simplicity of thought. And I continue to thank you for the anointing that it flows like it's never flowed before. In Jesus' name. And we all said, amen and amen.
Amen.
Over 20 years ago, I got saved in a small community in the state of Illinois in the USA.
20 tahun langkung abdi disalametkeun di hiji bagian Illinois di Amerika tina lingkungan anu alit.
I went to a revival with my wife because we had gotten into a little argument.
Abdi sareng pun bojo ngahadiran ka bangunan rohani kumargi gaduh hiji masalah alit.
Because she was wanting me to go to this revival and I didn't want to go.
Jeung hayang abdi hadir nanging abdi alim.
So I felt bad about the argument, so I went to the revival.
Abdi pasia kumargi ngaraos henteu ngaraos janten abdi angkat.
The second night of the revival, I was the first one to the altar.
Dina dinten kadua kabungan rohani abdi nu ngawitan ka payun.
I was there for over an hour.
Dirinya langkung ti sajam abdi aya.
Every ounce of fluid in my body was drained out.
Capek pisan.
But no one said anything to me about receiving Jesus.
Naing ta aya nu nyarios ka abdi ngeunaan nami Yesus.
I went home.
Abdi mulih ka bumi.
The next day, all the churches in the community came to our door.
Endingna sadaya gereja di lingkungan abdi dongkap ka bumi.
And they said, buddy, we heard you went forward in the church and we want you to come to our church.
Abdi ngadungu anjan kapayun sareng abdi hoyong saderek dongkap ka gereja abdi.
A friend of mine who had a Bible study invited us to come to their Bible study. My wife and I went to that Bible study that night. And they were teaching on Romans 10:9-10. On the way home from that Bible study, I told my wife, I said, you know, these people at the Bible study, they think we were saved, that we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Saur abdi kapun bojo, jalminu ayat di PA tadi ngemut men orang parantos selamatkan yang orang parantos nampi Gusti Yesus salaku Gusti sareng juru selamat orang.
I said, I've never seen that in the Bible before.
Saur abdi henteu ningali eta satetana tina Alkitab.
And so that night, on the highway between the two communities that we lived in,
Pengeta di jalan raya di antawis dua tempat ucaket sareng bumi abdi.
My wife and I received Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Abdi sareng pun bojo nampi Yesus salaku Gusti sareng juru selamat.
Now nothing spectacular happened.
Saya kejantan luar biasa.
The hood of our car didn't fly up and go, hallelujah, they got saved.
Langit mobil ngajungjung terus. Ngagru haleluya aranjeuna disalametkeun.
We didn't black out and wake up in our garage.
Abdi keduaan teu kapiyuhan sareng pas sadar nuju di garasi.
But we went home saved according to the word of God.
Abdi duaan mulih ka bumi disalametkeun ku pangandika Allah.
I told my wife we needed to go to a church.
Abdi masian terang ka pun bojo urang kedah ka gereja.
Because we're Christians now.
Margi urang teh urang Kristen.
And so we started attending a small church in our community.
And
while attending there, God spoke to me.
Now I
know it was God speaking to me because the words were coming from here, from my inner man and not from my head. God said to me, I want you to get involved in the church.
Gusti anjeuna hoyong abdi gaduh peran di gereja.
I want to be honest with you. I wasn't happy just going to this church and just sitting there and listening to the pastor and going home.
Abdi hoyong jujur kasaderek abdi teu ngaraos bagja umpami mung dongkap ka gereja, calik ngadangukeun pandita, teras uih.
Be honest with you. I would leave church at times thinking there's got to be more. There's got to be more than just driving over here and just sitting here and listening to the pastor, smiling while he's preaching and going home.
Jujur, abdi hoyong kabur di gereja, umpami tos ngimut-ngimut, yang sakedan halangung ti eta, langkung ti nyetiran mobil, calik di dieu, ngadangukeun pandita, kumujeng, maktos khotbah, sareng mulihna.
My heart was I wanted to repay God.
Ka hoyong teh ngabahas kasayan Allah.
Now I know I can never fully repay God, but I wanted to try.
Abdi ayeuna terang moal tiasa malas kasayan Allah nanging abdi bade usaha.
So I looked around and I thought, now who's involved in this church?
Abdi ningali ka sakuling sareng ngemut saha deui nu bade kalibat di gereja.
Who does more than just come and just sit here like myself and go home?
Saha nu ngalakon langkung ti sakedar dongkap calik sapertos abdi teras uih ka bumi.
In that church it was the elders in the church.
Di gereja teh aya panatua-panatua.
And I thought, that's it. God's wanting me to become an elder here in this church. Now please understand, I was not raised in church. I didn't know anything about church. I was a farm boy. All I knew was tractors and chickens and cattle and pigs. But God touched me.
Allah ngajamah abdi.
And changed my heart.
Ngubah manah abdi.
And I wanted to serve Him.
Abdi hoyong ngalayanan anjeuna.
And I thought there's got to be more than just sitting here.
Imutan abdi langkung timbung calik bae.
So I got an appointment with the pastor.
Abdi janjian sareng saurang pendeta.
I thought, well, I'll go to the pastor and tell him I want to be an elder here in this church.
Abdi bade nepangan pendeta sareng nyarios abdi hoyong janten penatua di gereja ieu.
And that's the way it's done. I went to my pastor, I sat down, I told him, I said, Pastor, God spoke to me. I heard his words in my spirit. Get involved in the church.
Abdi pendak sareng pendeta teras calik sareng masian terang ka anjeuna, Pak Pendeta, Gusti nyarios ka abdi, abdi ngadangu pangadikana.
And I believe what he's saying to me is to become an elder here in this church.
I said,
can I become an elder here in this church? He said, I had to wait until one of them died. Now this is a true story. He said, I had to wait until one of them died. So I asked him, I said, well, who are the elders in this church?
Abdi kadang ngantosan dugi ka aya nu ngantunkeun. Abdi tumanas aya sabaraha hiji panatua di gereja ieu?
We had 21 elders in this church.
Aya 20 hiji panatua di dieu.
This was a church that ran about 100.
Gereja ieu nu hadirna kintan-kintan 100 jalmi.
Do you know any churches like that?
Arek terang aya gereja sanes nu sapertos kieu.
And so he named off all these men, all these elders to me.
Sadaya panatua di sebatan nami-namina ku anjeuna.
I knew these men. I farmed with these men. I sat at the elevators with these men.
Abdi kenal sareng aranjeuna tani naik lift sasarengan.
Oh, they knew God. They knew Jesus. They'd mention their names after every other word that came out of their mouths.
Aduh, aranjeuna kenal ka Allah, ka Yesus, nyebat nami Allah sareng Yesus keluar tina lambena.
And I thought, is this what God's wanting me to become? Pastor smiled at me and said, well, buddy, when one of them dies, we'll get a hold of you. And I thought, well, what's going on here? I know all these men. None of them are ready to die.
Terpikir aya naon, abdi kenal aranjeuna sareng teu aya anu haloyongeun pupus.
Why is God telling me to become an elder?
Kunaana Allah masih terang yen abdi kedah janten saurang panatua.
I got up and I left that pastor's office.
Abdi angkat teras keluar di kantor pandita.
And I walked out on his porch and something happened to me.
Keluar di teras teras aya kajantenan.
I experienced something that I hadn't experienced up to that moment in my Christian walk.
Abdi ngalaman anu sateacana teacan kantos kaalaman dugi ka waktu harita dina perjalanan Kristen abdi.
Confusion came into my life.
Abdi bingung.
This wasn't lining up. I thought God was telling me to do this. And I was being taught and told that God knows everything. So he must know that they only elect elders after one of them dies. So there must be one ready to die or he wouldn't be telling me to become an elder. I'm a very simple person. 2 + 2 to me is 4.
2 + 2 sami sareng 4.
And this wasn't lining up.
Tenes perkawis antri.
Hosea 4:6 says, "For my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge."
Hosea pasal 4 ayat 6 saurna, umat kami binasa lantaran teu wawuh ka kami.
I believe that evening that process began in my Christian walk.
Saudara, proses kekristenan abdi di kawitan.
I wanted to find my place in the body of Christ.
Abdi hoyong kaduh tempat dina salira Kristus.
I wanted to do more than just go to church.
Abdi hoyong ngalakukeun langkung ti sakedar calik.
I wanted to know that I was a part of what God was doing on the earth.
Abdi terang abdi teh bagian tina naon nu dilakukan ku Allah di bumi.
There are thousands of people all over this world that are searching to find their place in the body of Christ.
Aya ribuan jami di sakula dunya anu nuju milari kanggo mendakan tempat aranjeuna dina salira Kristus.
A desire to serve the Father, do the work of the ministry.
Hiji kayong kanggo rama sareng padamelan pelayanan.
I wanted to serve God.
Abdi hayang ngalayanan Allah.
Confusion came into my life.
Abdi bingung pisan.
Buddy Bell was slowly being destroyed now because of a lack of knowledge.
Di bela launan binasa ayana kumar kikirang tina ilmu.
A few months went by, they licensed a young man in the church.
Beberapa sih perantos kalangkung saurang pamuda khotbah.
And I thought, well, that's it. God's wanting me to get licensed.
Imutan abdi Allah hayong abdi kenging izin.
I went to the pastor and asked him if I could get license.
Abdi mendakan pendeta sareng tumaros ka anjeunna, naha abdi diizinkeun kanggo khotbah di gereja?
He says, "Do you have a degree?"
Saur anjeunna.
I said, "A degree."
Sareng kaduh gelar sarjana?
I said, "A degree."
Palus abdi hiji gelar sarjana.
I said, "What kind of degree do I need?"
Sarjana ti bidang naon anu ku abdi diperyogikeun?
He said, "Well, anything."
Saur anjeunna, nya sarjana naon bae?
I said, "Could I get a degree in agriculture?"
Palus abdi deui, abdi gelar sarjana tina pertanian.
He said, "Sure."
Sabios.
I mean, think about it—a preacher with a degree in agriculture.
Maksud abdi imutkeun perkawis ieu sareng pendeta dina gelar sarjana pertanian.
I could teach you all how to drive tractors and take care of cattle.
Abdi tiasa ngajar ngandaraan traktor sareng miara sasatoan.
But you know, I got excited at that moment.
Abdi canten sumanget.
Because it seemed like I took a step forward now. I thought, well, I could go to the university that's near my hometown. And I could get a degree there in agriculture. So I said that to the pastor. He said, "Oh no, you got to go to our university." I said, "Where's your university at?" It was 700 miles away from my home. I said, "Pastor, I'd have to quit my job and move my family and start all over." He says, "Yeah, that's right."
Mohon, laras pisan.
I got up and left that night.
Abdi tengkat, uwi, wengi eta keneh.
More confusion came into my life.
Abdi bingung pisan.
But something else entered into my life.
Anu sanes lebet kana kahirupan abdi.
It was anger toward God.
Abdi ngambek ka Gusti.
I wasn't angry at the pastor, I was angry toward God.
Abdi teu ambek ka pendeta nanging abdi ngambek ka Gusti.
I was being taught that God desired to give you the desires of your heart.
Abdi diajarkeun yen Allah hoyong saderek ngalakukeun naon nu dipikah hoyong ku saderek.
But it seemed like every time I came to a door, he'd slam a door in my face.
Nang sapertosna tiap abdi aya di payoneun panto.
I wasn't being taught that God made your way hard.
Abdi teu ngajar ka saderek yen Allah ngadamel sesah jalan saderek.
I was taught that God was a God of love.
Abdi diajar yen Allah teh mika asih.
I just wanted to serve God.
Abdi hoyong ngalayanan Gusti.
I just wanted to know that I was part of what God's doing here on the earth.
Abdi teh bagian tina naon nu ku Allah dipidamel di ieu dunya.
I didn't want to be part of an audience.
Abdi alim mung nunggu ngadangukeun wungkul.
I wanted to be a part of an army.
Abdi hoyong janten bagian tina hiji prajurit.
It got to a place that I didn't want to talk about God. I didn't want to talk about Jesus anymore in my home.
Abdi alim nyeros deui ngeunaan Allah ngan ngeunaan Yesus di bumi.
I told my wife, I said, "Kelly, I don't want to hear about God. I don't want to hear about Jesus. It seems like every time I figure out what he's saying to me, he slams a door in my face. What kind of God is this?"
Abdi nyaris kapun bojo, abdi alim ngadangu ngenaan Allah, oke ngenaan Yesus, umpami abdi ngabayangkan naon udicaruskan ku anjena ngacaplokkan pantua di pandang abdi, Allah saprotos naon.
I kept hearing those words still, "Get involved, get involved, get involved."
Asa kadangu bayaku abdi sing kalibat.
I went to a Bible study that we attended on Friday night.
Abdi KPA nu diayakeun dinten Jumaah.
I came in and I sat down in the middle of the floor. I said, "Could somebody help me? Could somebody tell me what's going on in my life?"
Abdi lebet calik di tengah, teras naha aya nu tiasa nulungan abdi.
I hear these words on the inside of me, "Get involved, get involved," and I know that it's God speaking to me.
Abdi ngadangu aya nu nyaur, ngiring aup.
I thought he was telling me become an elder, but I was told I had to wait until one of them died, none of them's ready to die.
Anjeunna masih terang abdi kedah janten panatuan nanging abdi kedah masih terang kedah ngantosan dugi ka aya nu ngantos.
Then I thought he was telling me to get license, so I went to see about getting license, and I was told I had to move away, hundreds of miles away, and start my life all over again.
Abdi ngemot anjeunna nuju masih terang, supados abdi nginginkan izin kanggo khotbah, dan abdi angkat kanggo izin eta sareng kedah ngalih ratusan mil tepi nangawitan di awal.
I just want to serve God.
Abdi hoyong ngalayanan Gusti Allah.
I want to do more than just go to church and just sit there and listen and go home.
Abdi hoyong ayo langsung diangkat ke gereja calik ngadangukeun teras mulih ka bumi.
The leader of the group looked at me and says, "Well, buddy, I know what's going on in your life."
Pemimpin kelompok ningali teras saurna, "Nah, buddy, abdi terang naon nu kajantenan?"
God's calling you into the ministry.
Anu nuju nyaur anjeun ka pelayanan.
I looked at him and said, "Oh yeah."
Abdi bari ningal ka anjeunna. Oh, mohon.
Here we go again.
Terang teruskeun deui.
But he says, you know, you're going to have to go to a Bible school because you don't know very much about the Bible.
Nang saya terang yen abdi kedah lebet ka sakola kitab kumargi abdi teu terang ngeunaan Alkitab.
I said, well, I don't want to go to no Bible school. I don't like schools. Doesn't God know that?
Abdi alim lebet ka sakola kitab di mana bae abdi teu resep sakola naha Gusti teu terang.
He said, well, take a correspondence course.
Tawios ngiring bae kursus Alkitab.
I said, well, what's a correspondence course? I didn't know what a correspondence course was.
Terang naon kursus Alkitab? Oke, terang naon kursus hartina.
The next week they brought me these brochures about these correspondence schools.
Minggu payuna aranjeunna nyandak selebaran ngeunaan kursus tertulis ka abdi.
And I looked at him, I thought, well, this is worse than going to school.
Abdi ngaras selebaran eta, wah, ieu mah langkung abot tibatan sakola.
All they talk about is you got to study. You got to have study habits. You got to have good study habits.
Anu dicaraskeun sadayana abdi kedah diajar, kedah gaduh kabiasaan diajar, kedah ngapalkeun usai.
And doesn't God know that I don't know how to study?
Naha Gusti teu terang yen abdi teu tiasa ngapalkeun?
I didn't have to study when I was in school.
Abdi tara ngapalkeun waktu sakola.
I tried flunking a couple of tests and I passed them.
Abdi usaha ngerjakeun sabeberaha ulangan teras abdi lulus.
You say, well, brother, you must be a genius.
Anjeun nyarios tah, Bel, sakadana anjeun teh pinter pisan.
Well, it wasn't that I was a genius.
Wah, sanes sepedah abdi pinter pisan.
But I was the only quarterback on the football team.
Naing abdi tukang sepak bola.
And he had to have passing grades to be able to play on Friday night.
Kadang kedah naik kelas pados tiasa main Jumat wengi.
So when I figured that out, I had it made.
Janten waktu abdi ngabayangkeun eta abdi ngusahakeunana.
I took those brochures home and I put them in a drawer and I was going to forget about it.
Abdi nyanak lembaran eta mulih ka bumi disimpen dina laci mepohokeun.
But every night at the Bible study, people will say, oh, buddy, have you started your correspondence course? Oh, we're so excited, buddy. God's calling you into the ministry. We're so excited.
Tiap bengi waktu SPA, jalmi-jalmi pasti nyarios. Badi tos ngawitan kursus tertulis, abdi sadaya ngiring pingah. Allah nuju nyaur anjeun karena pelayanan.
And I'd look at him, just to get him to be quiet, I'd say, yeah, I've started them.
Abdi ningali ka aranjeunna, sapados aranjeunna henteu gandeng. Cek abdi, muhun, abdi parantos ngawitan.
And I thought, good night. God's got me lying now.
Ujang mengi, Allah ngantepkeun abdi ngagoler ayeuna.
Buddy Bell was slowly being destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Buddy Bell lalaunan binasa kumargi kirang elmuna.
I was confused.
Abdi bingung.
I was frustrated.
Putus harapan.
I was angry at God.
Abdi ambek ka Gusti.
And I came to a place that many of us have come to at one time or another.
Abdi dugi ka hiji tempat nu seueur nu sanesna dugi ka waktos atanapi nu sanesna.
I call it a spiritual cliff.
Ku abdi disebut cadas rohani.
And you got to make a decision.
Tarek kedah ngadamel hiji putusan.
Am I going to go on with God or am I going to take the step and go back into the world and say forget this?
Nah bari teras majeng sareng Gusti atanapi bade uih deui sareng hilap.
I didn't take that step that day.
Abdi henteu nyandak putusan dinten eta.
But I came to my wife and I said, Kathy, maybe God is calling me. I don't know.
Dimanakan pun bojo teras nyarios ka Kathy panginten Allah nu nyaur abdi. Abdi teterang.
I just keep hearing these words, get involved.
Abdi teras ngadangu kalimah, kalebet.
And I just want to be what God wants me to be.
And if
that means I've got to go to a Bible school, then I'll go to a Bible school. So I heard about a Bible school that was hundreds of miles away from my hometown.
And a
very famous man of God was the head of this Bible school.
Pamimpinna hiji pamangkat nu soleh.
And I told my wife, I said, maybe that man can help me.
Abdi nyaros ka pun bojo pangitan anjeunna tiasa nulungan abdi.
Maybe he can tell me what's going on the inside of me.
Anjeunna tiasa masian terang naon lumangsung tina diri abdi.
Maybe he can help me to understand what God is saying to me about getting involved.
Nulungan abdi ngeunaan Gusti nganggo abdi.
So I sent off for an application to this Bible school.
Abdi ngitungkeun lembaran pendaftaran ka sekolah Alkitab eta.
I lied on the application.
Abdi kumantung ka lembaran eta.
Excuse me for my honesty.
Apunten pisan abdi jujur.
But God likes honest people.
Allah resep ka jalmi nu jujur.
There were two questions on that application.
Aya dua patarosan dina lembar pendaftaran eta.
That are not on the application today.
Anu teu aya dina lembaran pendaftaran ayeuna.
The questions were, are you called to the fivefold ministry?
Patarosananya eta saderek kasaur tina pelayanan segi lima.
And I wrote yes because everybody had said I was.
Tapi nyerat mohon kumargi setiap jalmi nyarios abdi disaur.
The next question was, which one are you called to?
Patarosan salajengna salaku naon saderek disaur.
So I wrote down the one everyone around me said I was called
to.
God had not said anything like that to me. All he was saying was, get involved, get involved. I had three little girls at that time. I loaded up my family. After waiting for almost 3 months for my house to sell before we moved. You know, the realtor told me that when we sell our home that we would have $10,000 to start a new life with. We waited for 3 months, but the house didn't sell. And I thought, God, don't you ever slack up on a person? But I was so confused and so frustrated. And people around me were telling me, this is what you need to go do. So I loaded up my family and I took off for Bible school. I walked upon that Bible school campus and the presence of God was so strong. I knew God lived here. He only visited where I lived at. And students would begin to ask me, well, what are you called to be, buddy? They would tell me, I'm called to be a pastor, I'm called to be an evangelist, I'm called to be a teacher. What's God saying to you? And I remember saying to myself, well, you know, I can't lie here. If God's going to strike anybody dead for lying, it would be right here.
Bami Allah nenggal dugi ka maut kanu bohong di dia tempatna.
You know you laugh, but that's the fear of God.
Terek terang kumujeng ieu teh sieun ku Allah.
And that's what a lot of people need today in the body of Christ is the fear of God.
Yang diperyogikeun ku seueur jalmi dinten ieu di lebet salira Kristus nyata sieun ka.
So I would say, look at him and say, well, all I hear inside of me is get involved.
Abdi ningali ka aranjeuna sareng nyarios aya abdi ngadangut dina diri abdi supados ngiring aup.
And they'd smile and say, oh, and walk away.
Aranjeuna imut bari nyarios, oh, sareng angkat deui.
Students were walking around saying, I'm going to pastor a church of thousands. I'm going to prophesy for hours. I'm going to go overseas and win millions for Jesus. What are you going to do, buddy?
Mahasiswa nu cuma pangguling nyarios kan yen abdi baris janten pandita anu cemana ribuan nubuatan mang jam-jam angkat ke luar negeri nginginkan ribuan jiwa kanggo Yesus. Nau nu bari dilakukan, buddy?
And all I could say was, well, these people in my hometown said I need to come here and God's saying get involved.
Abdi mong nyaros ah saur aranjeuna di kota abdi abdi kedah ka ditu sareng Allah nyarios ngiring aup.
And they'd smile and some would laugh out loud and walk away.
Aranjeuna imut aya nu gumut jeung tarik teras mapah deui.
And that hurt.
Nyeri pisan.
I thought God brought me all the way out here to do this to me. Buddy Bell was slowly being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We were attending a large full gospel church at that time. And it was announced one Sunday morning that there was a new church that was going to be starting in the community. A very famous man of God was starting this church. And I told my wife, I said, well, let's go to that church. And so when that morning came, we loaded our three little girls up and we drove across town to this new church. There were 164 people there that morning. We were all excited. What's going to happen in the first service? What's he going to preach on? And the man of God came out at that time and he said, open up your Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 22.
Muncul balik Agusti terasa warna buka hiji babat 22 ayat 15.
He says, I'm going to be quoting this verse at the beginning of every service, but I might not preach on this verse.
Abribadi niron ayat ia tiap kebaktian, tapi hentu ngotbah ke nana.
And it goes like this. Moreover, there are workmen of us in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work.
Mubaris migawena hidup moal kekurangan jelema, tukang ngalian batu, tukang natah batu, tukang kayu, oge tukang jian-jian, tina emas, perak, tembaga, jeng besi, teka etang seurna.
Then he preached his message, didn't have anything to do with that verse.
Anjana khotbah teu aya nanaon nu dilakukeun dina ayat eta.
I loaded up my family and started home.
Abdi sasarengan uwi.
I told my wife, I said, Kelly, we're going back to that church.
Abdi ka pun bojo minggu payun urang ka dieu deui.
She says, oh no, buddy, we don't want to go back to that church. The nursery is not very good and we had a little baby.
Alak pun bojo, ah moal. Abdi sadaya moal angkat deui ka ditu. Ruangan anak tersai, orang gaduh, orang kalih alit.
I said, but Kathy, we're going back to that church. I don't know why, but we're going back.
Kathy, orang kadung kapodika gereja itu, duka kunan, orang hayong kaditu deh. Abdi ngawaler.
The next service, the pastor came out. Moreover, there are workmen of us in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work.
Ini kepaktian satrasna panitan nyeros. Sarangna dahi pan seer padamel. Nyata tukang matah batu, tukang kayu, tukang juanjian, tukang emas, tukang perak, tembaga, sarang besi, teka etang seerna.
That morning on the way home again, I told my wife we're going back to that church.
Dina perjalanan uwi abdi nyeros ka deui ka pun bojo engke urang dongkap deui ka gereja eta.
Today I know what he was doing.
Dinten eta abdi terang nu ku anjeunna dilakukeun.
He was literally speaking life to those who God has called to help in the body of Christ.
Secara harafiah anjeunna nuju nyeros ngeunaan hirup ka aranjeunna nu parantos disaur ku Allah kanggo ngalayanan dina salira Kristus.
The Bible says in Romans that we're supposed to be aglow and burning with the Spirit.
Dina Alkitab, kitab Roma yang urang kedah cahayaan sareng roh urang ngagekedur.
But my flame was almost gone.
Cahaya nu abdi tos ampir parem.
The glow that was on the inside of me in the beginning was almost out.
Cahaya nu ngawitan teh ayeuna tos bade parem.
But every time I heard those words,
setiap abdi ngadangu pangandika eta,
moreover, there are workmen of us in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work.
Karena orang gaduh seueur padamel, nyaeta tukang natah batu, tukang kayu, oge tukang juanjian, tina emas, perak, tembaga, sareng besi, teka etang seurna.
That flame on the inside of me flickered bigger.
Cahaya nu aya di abdi langkung bengras deui.
It got brighter.
Ia langkung caang.
And after 2 months of attending that church,
Taparantos dua sasi di gereja eta.
I wasn't happy just coming and sitting there.
Abdi tengaros bagja umpami mung dongkap sareng calik wungkul.
I wanted to do something.
Abdi hayang ngalakukeun hiji perkawis.
I wanted to be involved in this church.
Abdi hayang ngiring aup di gereja ieu.
It's like God opened me up and he poured a supernatural love on the inside of me for that church and my pastor.
Tapartosna Gusti mukakeun diri abdi oge ngucurkeun kaasinan supra alami ka diri abdi kanggo gereja eta sareng pendetana.
It was the same thing that I experienced back in my hometown.
Kita perkawis nu kaalaman di kota abdi Kapungkur.
I just wanted to serve God.
Abdi hoyong ngalayanan Gusti Allah.
I started looking around the church for something that I could do.
Abdi ningali ka sekitar gereja supados aya nu tiasa ku abdi dilakukeun.
I remember I looked at the piano. I thought, well, I don't know how to play the piano.
Abdi ningali piano. Oh, teu tiasa ngamainkeun anak.
I remember I looked at the sound booth and I thought, well, I don't know anything about sound.
Abdi ningali pangeras suara tapi abdi teu ngartos nanaon perkawis eta.
I looked at the pulpit and I thought, well, they're definitely not going to let me preach.
Ningali mimbar nanging tos pasti moal diijinan khotbah.
The Bible says that to make your love sincere, a real thing.
Alkitab nyeros kasih saderek kedah nyata.
To make your love sincere, a real thing.
Padamal kasih saderek nyata.
What was happening to me was that love on the inside of me was causing me to look for something that I could be real in.
Kasih nu ayat dina diri abdi ngajantankan abdi milarian naon bae anu tiasa ku abdi dilakukan.
God's looking for real people.
Allah nu cimilarian jalmi-jalmi anu tiasa nganyatakeun kasih.
Look at your neighbor and ask him, are you real for God?
Taros tatanggi saderek naha kasih nyata kanggo Allah.
I remember I looked at the back door and I saw these men handing out bulletins and shaking people's hands.
Abi ningali di penggeran panto jalmi-jalmi ngabagikeun warta gereja terasa salaman.
And I thought, I could do that.
Abdi pasti tiasa ngalakukeun kitu.
Really, anybody could do that.
Harusna sahabat tiasa ngalakukeun eta.
But you know, it took me a week to get enough courage to go ask them if I could be in that ministry.
Tapi perlu ke waktu seminggu kanggo ngagaduhan wawanen kanggo menaros karan jenak abdi tiasa ngalaini bidang eta.
You know why?
Sadarek terang kunaon?
Because I was afraid they was going to say no.
Tapi sieun nyaran jenak nyaros henteu.
And it was going to start all over again.
Ikeda dikawitan deui ti awal.
I walked up to that gentleman that morning and I said, "Sir, do you need any help?"
Abi nyaketan hiji bapak, "Pak, Pak, paryogi bantosan teu?"
He said, "Sure, what's your name?"
Si saha nami saderek.
I said, "Buddy Bell."
Buddy Bell.
He said, "Well, sure, buddy, just stand here and hand bulletins to everyone and shake their hands and hug them and tell them that Jesus loves them."
Pasti Buddy Bell bagikeun warta gereja ka tiap jami sasalaman, rangkul aranjeuna, saurkeun Yesus mikasih aranjeun.
He should have never done that.
Sakadana anjeunna teu ngalakukeun eta.
I was the first one there every Sunday morning.
Abdi nu ngawitan ngadeg di dinya tiap Minggu Injing.
Had a big smile on my face.
Abdi gumujeng.
My life made a 180 degree turn.
Abdi robi 180 derajat.
This confusion and frustration and anger was beginning to leave me now.
Kapinggung putus harapan kaambek ngawitan teu aya.
And this joy that I had when I first became a Christian began to fill my life again.
Kanggo nu ngawitan dina hirup abdi salaku urang Kristen karaos suka gembira.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that time why it was happening.
Abdi teu tiasa masih antaran ku naon ieu kacantenan.
But it was happening in my life.
Ieu kacantenan dina hirup abdi.
The joy of the Lord started to come back into my life.
Suka gembira ti Gusti ngawitan lebet hirup abdi.
At Bible school they would ask me, "What are you doing at that church, buddy?"
Di sekolah Alkitab aranjeun naroskeun naon nu dilakukeun di gereja, buddy?
I said, "Well, I'm handing out bulletins and working in the nursery and cleaning the church on Saturday night."
Ngabagikeun warta gereja didamel di ruang balita, meresan gereja malam mingguna.
And they would look at me and say, "Well, when are they really going to let you do something big there?"
Aranjeun ningali ka abdi saurna, "Tah, iraha anjeunna raos bade masihan pelayanan nu aya hartosna dina."
Now, I hope you can understand this. But I said to myself, "You know, I've been down that road."
Tapi ka diri nyalira, anjeun tos ngalayanan Gusti.
I didn't like it.
Abdi tos sapertos kitu.
And where I'm at right now?
Di mana abdi ayeuna?
I'm happy.
Abdi bakja.
I'm on fire again.
Abdi sumanget deui.
Blessings are beginning to come back into my life.
Berkah-berkah ya deui tina kahirupan abdi.
But you know, every time I turned around,
umpami abdi ningali ka sakurlingan,
Christians would look at me and call me names.
Orang Kristen ningali ka abdi sareng masian nami julukan.
Maybe you've never heard these names before.
Sadek teu acan ngadangu nami-nami ieu satacanana.
Names like weird and strange and different.
Nami nu aneh sareng ganjil nu aya kalainan.
Because I worked in the nursery with my wife.
Abdi didamel di ruang balita sareng pun bojo.
Because I cleaned the church on Saturday night.
Merisian gereja tiap malam minggu.
Because I handed out bulletins on Sunday morning.
Ngabagikeun warta gereja Minggu Injing.
Because I'll do just about anything they wanted me to do there in the church.
Abdi ngalakukeun naon nu ku aranjeunna dipikahoyong di gereja.
I was called weird and strange and different.
Abdi disebut nu aneh. Ganjil sareng aya kalainan.
And the one that hurt the most.
Ieu matak nyeri manah.
They would look at me and say, "God broke the mold when he made you, Brother Bell."
Saranjeuna Allah mepeuskeun ciptakanana waktos nyiptakeun saderek Bell.
And those words cut and they cut deep.
Eta ngaraheutkeun abdi langkung jero deui.
Some people say, "Well, Brother Bell, those are compliments."
Sabara jalmi nyaros bel teh pamujian.
Well, they might be compliments to you, but I would go home at night and I would cry.
Nah, eta panginten eta hiji pujian tapi kanggo si mapi abdi bade uih ka bumi sareng bade nangis.
I would cry to God and say, God, why do people call my wife and I names?
Adi ngagorowok ka Gusti kunaon jalmi masih julukan eta ka pun bojo sareng ka abdi.
Why do they call us weird? Why do they call us strange? Why do they call us different?
Kunaon aran nyeda nyebat abdi sadaya aneh, ganjil sareng kalainan.
My pastor says Christians do these things.
Tarpandita urang Kristen ngalakukeun ieu.
We go and do them. We're not called Christian. We're called weird. We're called strange. We're called different.
Abdi ngalakukeun eta namung eta disebat urang Kristen malih disebat anu ganjil sareng aya kalainan.
My pastor says Christians do these things.
Cor panita urang Kristen ngalakukeun anak.
Why are not we called Christian?
Nah, abdi sadayan teu disebat orang Kristen.
Why are we called strange and different? Why are we told you broke the mold when you made us?
Nah, abdi disebut ganjil sareng aya kalainan disebutkeun deui Gusti meupeuskeun citakanana waktos abdi sadaya diciptakeun.
And I'll never forget the Sunday morning that I sat in church.
Abdi tarahilap dinten Minggu.
And I opened up the 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Abdi muka hiji Korintus pasal 12.
Now you should be there. I told you to turn there about an hour ago.
Saudara kedah ayat dirinya, buka ayat ieu sajam ka pengker, saudara di pasian terang.
And he read verse 27.
Ayeuna ngaos ayat 27.
Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular.
Aranjeun teh kabeh salira Kristus, masing-masing jadi anggotana.
In verse 28.
Ayat 28.
And he read, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healings, helps, governments and diversities of tongues.
Kitulah jemaah Allah netepkeun sawetara jelema ka hiji rasul-rasul, kadua nabi-nabi, katilu guru-guru, satresna aya nu dipaperin anugerah-anugerah anu bisa ngayakeun mujizat, anu bisa nyageurkeun, anu bisa kana babantu, anu bisa ngatur kahirupan jemaah, anu bisa bahasa roh.
He stopped just for a moment on that little word helps there.
Anjeuna liren tina kalimah ngalayanan.
We're talking about those who help.
Orang nu nyaroskeun anjeuna nu ngalayanan.
He spoke just for a moment on about those who help in the church.
Anana aranjeuna nu ngalayanan di gereja.
I sat there with tears in my eyes.
Abdi calik dirinya sareng cisoca nu ngucur.
I said to myself, you know, buddy, you're not weird.
Abdi nyaroskeun nyalira, buddy. Anjeun teu aneh.
You know, buddy, you're not strange.
Anjeun ogen teu kalainan.
You know, you're not different. Most of all, buddy Bell.
Pangagengna nu diri anjeun, buddy Bell.
God didn't break the mold when he made you.
Allah teu ngarusak ciptakan waktos nyiptakeun anjeun.
But the mold is still in the Bible.
Ciptakan eta aya keneh dina Alkitab.
I searched for 5.5 years trying to find my place in the body of Christ.
Dalam 5.5 tahun, abi milari tempat dina salira Kristus.
5.5 years I was confused and frustrated, many times very angry toward God.
5.5 tahun abdi bingung, putus harapan, sareng ngambek ka Gusti.
I just wanted to do more than just come to church and just sit there and just listen.
Abdi hoyong ngalakukeun langkung ti dongkap ka gereja calik sareng ngadangukeun.
I knew God was speaking to me to be involved.
Abdi terang Gusti nuju nyarios supaya abdi ngiring aup.
A lot of times all we hear about is just apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and pastors.
Ring urang adang ngeunaan rasul-rasul, nabi-nabi, guru-guru, penginjil sareng pendeta-pendeta.
But what about those who help?
Kumaha sareng aranjeuna nu ngalayanan?
God didn't forget about them.
Allah teu hilap ka aranjeuna.
We're all particular members in the body of Christ.
Urang anggota istimewa tina salira Kristus.
God didn't desire for me to be an apostle or a prophet.
Allah henteu mikah hoyong abdi janten rasul atawa nabi-nabi.
But he desired for me to be one of those who help in the church.
Nanging janten salah saurang anu ngalayanan di gereja.
See, there was nothing wrong with me because I got excited during the offering time because I was one of the ushers that got to pass the buckets.
Saya anu lepat dina diri abdi sumanget nuju ngiderkeun kantong kolekte kumargi abdi salah saurang petugas.
There was nothing wrong with me because pastor asked, could someone come and fold bulletins and put them together and get them ready for Sunday morning. There was nothing wrong with me because I wanted to be doing that.
Tanu lepat kumargi abdi dongkap kanggo ngalipet ngacilit kanggo ngabagikan engke minggu.
There was nothing wrong with me because I wanted to help in the nursery and children's church and in the youth ministry.
Tanu lepat abdi kersan ulungan di ruang balita sareng murang kali di gereja sareng pelayanan di kemuda.
There was nothing wrong with me because I wanted to drive the van and pick up those who didn't have a ride for church.
Entah lepat mami api nyetiran mobil ngajemput nubade ke gereja.
But that was the helps on the inside of me.
Eta teh pelayanan ayah di mana abdi.
That was the love of God on the inside of me.
Eta kasih Allah di mana abdi.
That was a ministry on the inside of me.
Eta pelayanan di mana abdi.
That was my place, my part in the church.
Eta tempat abdi bagian abdi di gereja.
And there are many of you that are watching and listening to this tape.
Jadi anda bisa derek anu nuju nyaksikan sareng adangukeun kaset ieu.
And your place in the body of Christ is to help.
Tempat saderek di salira Kristus nyaeta ngalayanan.
To be involved in your church.
Kanggo ngiring aup di gereja saderek.
To be committed to the vision that God has given to your pastor.
Kanggo janji ka visi ti Allah ka pandeta saderek.
Before that vision to be fulfilled, there has to be an army there.
Supaya visi eta ketinekanan didinya kedah aya prajurit.
There has to be those that say, I don't have to stand behind a pulpit to serve God.
Kedah aya anu ngadeg di pengkeren mimbar kanggo ngalayanan Gusti.
I can help run television cameras.
Abi biasa nulungan ngurus kamera TV.
I can sweep the church on Saturday night.
Sasapu di gereja malam minggu.
I can come early and set up chairs.
Dongkap ti payun sareng ngarapihkeun kursi.
I can come and run the sound system.
Ngahurungkeun pengeras suara.
My heart is to help.
Mana abdi hoyong ngalayanan.
And it says here that God set that into my heart.
Dijalaskeun yang ningali ka lebet mana abdi.
Let's pray.
Ayo urang ngadoa.
Father, I thank you for this morning.
Sama abdi ngaturkeun nuhun kanggo enjing ieu.
Father, I thank you for all those that are watching and listening to this teaching.
Sama abdi muji syukur kanggo sadaya nu parantos nyaksikeun sareng ngadangukeun pangajaran ieu.
Father, there is a mighty army that you're speaking to right now.
Aya sakumpulan prajurit nu nuju dicariskeun ku anjeun ayeuna.
There are those that you desire to use behind the scenes.
Anjeun anu bade dianggo di sapengkeureun layar.
But not realizing and understanding that that is important to you.
Wong teu sadar sareng ngartos naon nu penting kanggo Gusti.
Many have not stepped out into that ministry.
Teu nu tatan ngalengkah kaluar kanggo ngalayanan.
Father, speak to our hearts.
Ramanya lira nu nyaros ka manah aranjeuna.
Let us know our value and our importance.
Pada sapi sadaya terang nilai abdi sareng abdi teh penting.
And help us be the servant that you've called us to be.
Tulungan sim abdi janten badega-badega salu sareng pangersa Gusti.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Amen.
Amin.